Hi, this is David Burns, executive chef at Wrigley Field, and you're listening to Dane at WGN.
WGN 720 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in Wrigleyville, in the heart of what is the epicenter of excitement, not only in the baseball world, but I think in the world in general. All those underdogs out there are excited about the Cubs and the World Series this year, 2016, an event, a happening that transcends, I think, sports. And you get there, you get to watch some amazing sports, you get to experience history. But throughout history, what is the thing that everybody, every historical figure and everybody else has in common is, of course, they get hungry and they need to eat. And so as people are experiencing the game of a lifetime, they're going to be enjoying selections that are put together for all of those 42,000 that are there and for the millions that attend at Wrigley Field throughout the course of a season. With us, we have the executive chef over at Wrigley Field, Levy's very own chef, Dave Burns. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dane. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for pulling yourself away a little bit. I understand, you know, for Thanksgiving, people maybe start the night before, early that day, but how do you start when you've got to cook for 42,000 people?
We started about 3 or 4 days. Actually, we started a couple of weeks ago planning. Actually, trying to get the product in and prepping was a few days ago. And today's like the full throttle day to get ready for tomorrow.
We're excited to have you for just a few minutes before that. And sports venues around the country have been kind of elevating their foods over the few years. Instead of just concessions or like carnival-style food that you'd enjoy maybe years ago, people are kind of stepping it up. Chicago being that great food town. You know, we have the James Beard Awards here, so many great chefs. And you here at Wrigley Field. So let's talk about some of the foods that are going to be at the field for the World Series.
I mean, for the World Series, we had to come up with something big here. So, I mean, for instance, in Decade Diner, we have some specials. We have the lobster roll. So it's your traditional New England bun toasted with Maine lobster. We also have what we call the triple play beef tenderloin sandwich. So we have beef tenderloin with some caramelized onions, some Monterey Jack cheese on a toasted hoagie roll. That's for one. We have what's really cool is we're doing a marquee matchup.
Yes.
It's a double New England bun. So it's a Chicago dog versus
Cleveland
dog. So you're going to have the Vienna all beef hot dog with like a Chicago garnish relish. And then on the other side, we have a kielbasa tossed with a little bit of barbecue sauce, some coleslaw, and some potatoes. That's kind of one of their signatures in their city.
I know for the Decade Dogs, and of course we remember that for the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field, you guys went back in time to find kind of selections that were popular at the time and kind of incorporating them into the menu. So you and your team had to do a little bit of recon. So for this, not everybody, and we talked about it on the air, you know, the other day, is that Cleveland is, although we've all heard of Cleveland, few people have decided to venture out and experience Cleveland. It's kind of a far-off, exotic, mysterious place. Did you have to do a little recon in order to find out what those people eat?
Absolutely, and thank God for the internet, because that's what we were doing. Once we found out who we were going to play against in the World Series, that's when we started looking, and that's where we paired up that sausage to the Chicago dog.
Now, I've been interviewing you for probably, I think the first time might have been 2008, 2009. You have been at Wrigley Field. You have been through the trials, the tribulations, the high points maybe, and so many of those low points. So talk about this, you know, as a staff, as a person that is as part of Wrigley Field and the Cubs as many of the players, like what it's like for you to experience the success and finally this ultimate thing, the World Series.
It's been crazy. I've been here for 10 years and I did see the ups and downs, and this year was far most the most fun year to see the team, how they played, and actually being here at the World Series, where it's still a little bit surreal to me in a sense that we're here at the big dance.
How much of it do you, of course, we imagine you with your toque and your chef coat and you're working hard, and obviously there's a lot of food and everything that's going on. Do you get a chance to see, you know, like an inning here and there, a couple at-bats, or you just watch it at home?
Usually as I'm running through the park, I'll try to see what's going on, but I'm constantly moving. So
as Kyle Schwarber is coming up the bat, you're like, hey, I got an errand to run.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, we're running around all day. I mean, every once in a while when you hear the crack of that bat, that's when I'll stop and look to see what's going on.
Exciting times. It's going to be, you know, absolutely awesome at the field. And of course, it's drawing so much attention from around the world and so many celebrities. Some have almost become kind of fixtures. You know, you've got your Eddie Vedders, yeah, and you've got your Bill Murrays and things like that. But Wrigley has always been a draw and it's always been fun. But are there any people like this year or maybe at the series that you're expecting to see that are kind of different, right, than you're excited to see at the park?
I think you're going to see a lot of local Chicago guys actually come back in, the actors and stuff. You're going to start seeing them a lot more. I mean, they would pop in and out throughout the season, but now I think you'll see more of a presence of them this year.
And for those people that want to know, what do the celebrities eat, or what's going on in some of the skyboxes? I know the carrot cake is famous, the sweet tray, for those people who've experienced it. But what kind of things do you have up there? Because even the food up in the skyboxes and the suites has been elevated.
Yeah, we had to elevate it a little bit. I mean, we have lobster, we have tomahawk ribeye steaks, fillets, colossal shrimp. You still have your sausages and hot dogs. That's still everyone's favorite. Then we have our world-famous dessert cart with that 7-layer cheesecake, the large chocolate parodies. You know, we have all the different candies, cookies, for offerings for the fans to choose from.
Yeah, the carrot cake. People get the sweet just for that. They're like, no, don't need to see the game. I'll get the cake to go. Well, you mentioned dogs, and a good mutual friend of ours, Hot Dogs, excited to see you guys on the food side and of course, the team side and facility side, kind of bringing in some of Chicago's favorite stuff, whether it's craft beer that's local or whether it's a place like Hot Dogs. And you collaborate on those signature sausages. He's so famous for making really cool and always fun kind of tributes with his hot dogs, and you're doing it again.
Yeah, we work with Doug. He's a great guy to work with, so we actually came up with new sausages. So these haven't been, you know, used throughout the season. So we got three new ones. He likes to name them after past players or in the past. So we have the Joe Tinker, which is a veal salt and boca sausage topped with a sage mustard, some crispy fried onions and Swiss cheese. The John Evers is a jalapeno jack pork sausage topped with sweet and spicy mustard, caramelized onions, again, jack cheese. And the Frank Chance, a Vienna Polish sausage topped with some cilantro aioli, pico de gallo, and chihuahua cheese. So it's really fun stuff that he comes and creates with us. So he's great to work with.
Yeah. The food has been great. You have been here for 10 years. Obviously, it has your creative stamp on as well. And of course, Levy manages and provides the food at so many great and iconic sports venues, you know, like Wrigley Field. So as a chef, and I know you've wanted to be a chef pretty much your whole life, and you've been here for 10 years. Well, what is your connection to it? You know, how did you get into it? How did you know that you're going to make food your life? Ultimately, you never knew you'd be at the World Series, but cooking, you knew you'd do that.
Yeah, shortly after high school, you know, I was really interested in it. I kind of worked in the restaurant industry since I was 16 as a busboy, and I just kind of watched these guys, and it seemed like fun. You know, they were always having a good time. It wasn't your 9-to-5 kind of gig. So, I mean, it really piqued my interest. I mean, I just fell in love with it after that. Went to, you know, Kendall College, and then just, like, went to mainly some of the great restaurants in Chicago, and then I ended up here, you know, which is really cool to work with Levy Restaurants here. You know, it's been a great journey.
You've got a lot of colleagues in the food world, in the chef world here, that get into cooking because they love it. It's their passion. They wouldn't do anything else. Very few of them will have cooking in the culinary arts take them all the way to the World Series. So congratulations, Chef Burns, for that. And for, you know, before we let you go, of course, you'll be here all season long next year, right? Providing great food for hopefully what will be the world champion Chicago Cubs fans and great venues around the country. And for those people that want to find out for all sorts of different sports, whether it's horse racing or tennis or baseball or football, I guess they can go to levyrestaurants.com. So Chef Burns, good luck. I know that the collective and digestive fate of the team rests on you. It's a lot of pressure. We know you're up to it. Thanks for being on WGN.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.